Simon & Schuster Audio presents Skipping a Beat, a novel by Sarah Pekkanen, read by Madeline Mabee.
Part 1. When my husband, Michael, died for the first time, I was walking across a freshly waxed marble floor in 3-inch Stuart Weitzman heels, balancing a tray of cupcakes in my shaking hands. Shaking because I'd overdosed on sugar. Someone had to heroically step up and taste test the cupcakes, after all. And not because I was worried about slipping and dropping the tray, even though these weren't your run-of-the-mill Betty Crockers. These were molten chocolate and cayenne pepper masterpieces, and each one was topped with a name scripted in edible gold leaf. Decadent cupcakes as place cards for the round tables encircling the ballroom. It was the kind of touch that kept me in brisk business as a party planner. Tonight, we'd raise $500,000 for the Washington, D.C. Opera Company. Maybe more if the waiters kept topping off those wine and champagne glasses like I'd instructed them.
Julia!
I carefully set down the tray, then spun around to see the fretful face of the assistant florist who'd called my name.
The caterer wants to lower our centerpieces, he wailed,
agony practically oozing from his pores. I didn't blame him. His boss, the head florist, a gruff little woman with more than a hint of a mustache, secretly scared me, too.
No one touches the flowers, I said, trying to sound as tough as Clint Eastwood would, should he ever become ensconced in a brawl over the proper length of calla lilies.
My cell phone rang, and I reached for it, absently glancing at the caller ID. It was my husband, Michael. He'd texted me earlier to announce he was going on a business trip and would miss the birthday dinner my best friend was throwing for me later in the month. If Michael had a long-term mistress, it might be easier to compete. But his company gyrated and beckoned in his mind more enticingly than any strategically oiled Victoria's Secret model. I'd long ago resigned myself to the fact that work had replaced me as Michael's true love. I ignored the call and dropped the phone back into my pocket. Later, of course, I'd realize it wasn't Michael phoning, but his personal assistant, Kate. By then, my husband had stood up from the head of the table in his company's boardroom, opened his mouth to speak, and crashed to the carpeted floor.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?